This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Oil and gas operators will face new rules soon. CPR Sam Brash reports.
Jeff Robbins chairs the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. He says the three-month rulemaking process brought together residents, environmentalists, and the industry itself.
Which delivered rules that provide a path forward for oil and gas production in a manner that protects Colorado and that provides everyone a voice and a seat at the table.
The new rules enact legislation signed by Governor Jared Polis last year. They say how far new wells should be from homes and schools. They also give far more power to state and local officials to decide whether to issue drilling permits. The new regulations take effect in January. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
CDOT plans to address a major bottleneck on I-70 west of Denver. An expansion project on Floyd Hill near Idaho Springs could begin in 2023. CDOT Commissioner Kathy Hall says it will help the recreation economy.
There's too many people in the Denver area that have really quit skiing because they can't get there. This is hugely important. It should be a real priority for all of us.
CDOT still needs roughly $100 million for the project. The Denver DA says two police officers won't face charges for the fatal shooting of Antonio Black Bear in September. District Attorney Beth McCann says the man pointed an airsoft gun, a handgun lookalike, at the officers. She says police were responding to reports of an armed person in the area. This is CPR News.